You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Andreas Forslund, CEO and founder at SmartStones Incorporated and developer of the revolutionary wearable tech device called SmartStones Touch that allows people to express themselves and communicate through touch and gesture. Andreas, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first off, tell our listeners a little bit about SmartStones Touch and how different is it compared to other wearable technologies?
Sure, thanks. So SmartStones is an interesting little device. It looks like a river stone, but it's packed with sensors that can detect motion gestures. So if you shake it up and down, left and right, or, you know, happen to drop it, it can detect the like a fall detection. It also has a touch interface where you can use swipes. So swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, swipe in circle patterns, etc. So it's an interesting little device. It's got communication services so that you can actually associate each of those gestures with a pre-configured message that you can send out automatically to somebody, one or more people that you're connected to basically communicate with them non-verbally. So as an example, if, for instance, I happen to be driving and I want to let my wife know I'm on my way, I can give it a quick swipe and it will automatically send her a message saying I'm on my way. And I don't have to think about texting or anything like that. There are lots of great examples of how this product could be used, whether it be in mobilizing folks in an emergency, so emergency mobilization, whether that's healthcare or other types of services where people need to mobilize quickly and communicate things discreetly, as well as really great healthcare uses for aging in place or senior living. So as an alternative to those I've fallen and I can't get up devices, this, actually this product could be great for seniors to feel more comfortable and connected with their loved ones and be able to communicate that they need something or that everything's okay and not really need to call an emergency dispatch. It's also great as a communication device. So for people who are nonverbal, such as on the autism spectrum or people dealing with ALS or other types of disabilities, it's really great for being able to help people find their voice, so to speak. So those are some really interesting uses for SmartStones that we're looking at. So it's a really remarkable tech solution, and you can wear it in your pocket, you can wear it around as a necklace, and you can also wear SmartStones on a wristband. So there's lots of wearable options for you to use.
Absolutely brilliant. What inspired you to create this technology, and how did your background in technology help you develop the concept of SmartStones?
Sure. Well, as a young boy, my father had developed dementia and Alzheimer's fairly early on, so I sort of emotionally know what it's like to care for an elder that's going through that process and the nature of wandering and so forth. So for quite a long time, I've been sort of motivated to try and find a solution for people that are dealing with things like, you know, dementia and wandering and Alzheimer's. But most recently, the inspiration happened about 2 years ago. My mom came to visit with us for her birthday. She turned 70, and she unfortunately developed pneumonia. She's okay now, but she was in the hospital for about 7 weeks or so, recovering from pneumonia, and she was on a ventilator. So she was intubated, which meant that she couldn't speak, and she was also restrained so that she wouldn't remove any of the cables or wires while she was recovering in the ICU. So at that time, I thought, well, the only way that we could actually communicate was through touch. You know, so she would squeeze my hand once to say yes, twice to say no, squeeze me really hard if she was scared or needed something. But I imagined, I said, well, how could she communicate with anyone else or me when I'm not there? And so I imagined the possibility of just tearing down a smartphone, getting rid of the screen, and creating this neat little rubbing stone that she could just keep in the palm of her hand, kind of like a little hope stone or a worry stone. in the time of need, when she needed me, she could just simply rub it a certain way, and it would send me a message to let me know that I needed to come. So that's the real inspiration for it. But after we started to develop the product, we realized that there's lots of other uses for that kind of nonverbal technology, which I just described. My background, I used to work at Philips Electronics, which is the maker of Philips Lifeline. I was also in the design organization there. So my background is design and innovation. So I've always sort of worked in the areas of helping companies think about what's next and how can technology improve the quality of life for people. Most recently, I worked for a company called Citrix, and Citrix makes really great online software for meeting and collaboration called GoToMeeting. So SmartStones is really, it's kind of a combination of my whole career, the ability to design really great hardware technology with really amazing software for communication. It's really sort of a wonderful mix of my background, and we built a really great team that really knows how to get everything done. So we pulled in sort of the best and brightest minds. We have people working with us from Apple. We have people working with us that used to work at Nike that created the Nike Fuel Band and OXO Good Grips. We have folks who are working on our team that worked at MIT Media Lab and also at Microsoft managing the Xbox launch. So we've got a really, really great team here.
Sounds like it. Very impressive. Given your personal experience and how it helped you develop SmartStones, how will SmartStones help families in the caregiving industry stay connected? I mean, the industry is just enormous. I've seen statistics that say more than 65 million people in the U.S. provide care for a chronically ill, disabled, or aged family member. If you could get into this, that would be helpful.
Absolutely. Literally, if you sum up not just the caregiving of the individuals, you know, you have statistics really in the you know, literally hundreds of millions of people in the world are in the aging space, right? We think about even in China, right? So China, you have the one child per household, one child per family. Now imagine as those parents start to age, who's going to take care of them? So in countries like Japan and China, the health ministries and the government organizations are investing heavily in artificial intelligence and robotics to do whatever they can to augment the caregiver's capacity to do their job, right? To act and still have a quality of life of their own. What we found is that the stress that comes with caregiving can literally take 7 years of your life away. It's a very stressful job. And the interesting thing is that most caregivers, you know, there are professional caregivers, but there's also what they call unpaid caregivers, which are family members. The family members, they just do it because they believe they have to do it. So how can SmartStones help them? We want to help people help other people. So anytime there's somebody with a disability or they're aging, usually there's three or four or five people that really kind of circle and band around that individual, whether they're family members or friends or professionals. And they really create a circle of care. So where a lot of these other types of devices are single point solution devices for emergency responses, our product is really designed to be social. And it's designed to really connect all of the caregivers, whether they're paid or unpaid or family or friends or professionals, with that individual in the healthcare space to really be able to mobilize quickly in a time of need. But then also when there's not a time of need, to keep those people, keep their spirits up. You know, what we found is when people start to be isolated, when they feel alone, they get depressed. And when they get depressed, they stop caring for themselves and they stop taking their medications. When they stop taking their medications, what else happens? Things start to happen that shouldn't happen, like falling down or, you know, having, other types of physiological things happen. So we're actually addressing a root cause issue, which is enabling caregivers to have more capacity to provide care and having a way of lifting the spirits of the people that they're caring for. So that's on the healthcare side. So we think we could literally make a difference in the lives of millions of people, not just the people that have disabilities or that are aging, but the people that provide care for them as well.
Today we are joined by Andreas Forslund, CEO and founder at SmartStones Incorporated and developer of the revolutionary wearable tech device called SmartStones Touch. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Andreas, apart from seniors and people with disabilities, how else can smart stones be used by our listeners?
Yeah, it's really interesting. If any of the listeners are technology oriented, we're making what is called an API available. And what an API does is it makes all of the technology and the capabilities of these smart stones available so that they can integrate with your own software. So if you know how to write an app on an Apple device or an Android device, you'll be able to take advantage of whatever the smart stone can do. So some examples that we've heard people wanting to use them for are for location services, right? Being able to locate someone that they may need to locate. Other examples are our kids just want to use them to create games. So they'd like to use smart stones to be able to, you know, Simon? You remember that Simon, the game where you push the colored light buttons and stuff? We've got some kids who want to actually use the light and vibration capabilities to create games and communicate with each other. So we've heard from prisons who want to possibly use this as a very quick way to mobilize people in a discreet way for security. As an example, instead of having different zones in the facilities or the compound being named, they actually could be color-coded with different vibration patterns. So there's a lot of human creativity starting to come to us with these ideas of how they might want to use smart stones. I'd say that the most interesting thing is really using nonverbal codes or ways of communicating and sending messages to each other that only those people know what that means.
When will Smart Stones Touch be available for purchase?
Sure, they're available today. If you go to smartstones.co, you can pre-order them on our webpage. They're going to be shipping starting in December.
And tell us, Andreas, where can listeners learn more about Smart Stones Touch and how can they order Smart Stones for themselves and their loved ones?
Sure, you can go to smartstones.co. That's not .com, that's smartstones.co. And we've got a great webpage there that tells you all about them. And you can pre-order them at smartstones.co.
Well, Andreas, it certainly has been great to have met you, and this Smart Stones Touch is absolutely phenomenal. Certainly appreciate your sharing it with our audience, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you, Eric. Good luck with everything.
Likewise, we've been speaking with Andreas Forslund, CEO and founder at Smart Stones Incorporated and developer of the revolutionary wearable tech device called Smart Stones Touch that allows people to express themselves and communicate through touch and gesture. And once again, the website of reference is smartstones.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.